Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about Google Maps, how they just released some really interesting AI tools that are going to allow you to be able to use maps in a lot more efficient way and also benefit businesses in a big way as well. So before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, every week we record bonus episodes that we will put onto our school community, and we don't publish them anywhere else. So it's basically how we're using AI to grow and scale our current businesses. We break down like revenue numbers of how much money we're actually making, how many users we're getting. I have a software company. Jamie has a big YouTube channel. We're both part of a lot of different businesses. And for this week, we have a Black Friday deal where it is $19 a month to join the group. So it is it's a big discount. But we have over 300 members, and we would love to have you as a member. You can go join it in the, there's a link in the description to the school community for AI Hustle. And this week we released a whole video of Jamie explaining how he built a tool, the front end, the back end, an AI model that has to like plug into it that helps people to do something that for a lead gen business that he's working on. So he breaks down how he built it, what it's for, how it's working, all of that interesting stuff. You can go find it all on the AI Hustle school community linked in the description. All right, let's get into what Google Maps has just released. So one thing that I think is exciting is that I feel like with ChatGPT and then Google, of course, doing Google Gemini, I'm just like my first reaction to this is like, finally, like, okay, awesome, finally. Like Gemini should be applied to every single Google tool in a very obvious way because it's just how people like to interface with software nowadays. But they have a bunch of really cool things that you can do. You can basically build Google Maps can tie into like a lot of tools, AI tools in the like Vertex AI and Gemini. So like you can actually build tools using Google Maps, which is a cool part, but Google Maps itself is letting you be a lot more interactive with it in a way that you're more comfortable with or used to using something like ChatGPT. So examples are like a chat bar that pops up on Google Maps and you can type in, you know, visualize the census data by shading US counties based on population. And it will go and like shade the whole map of America to do that. This is really cool stuff that I think a lot of people like. Google Maps is probably the most popular maps location online. It's how I basically, anytime I'm researching any place, I like go to Google Maps and zoom in and look at the businesses and look at like how far everything is from the airport and like all this kind of stuff. But it's super cool that you can now do this chatting with it, and it gives me a lot of hope. There's a lot of map related queries I do frequently, so I'm excited to be able to have more of a ChatGPT kind of conversation with the map and be able to use it that way, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, now with this new release, it's more important than ever for businesses to have their, you know, Google listing optimized, you know, be doing the best practices, you know, posting photos often. I think, you know, now more than ever, it's going to be more and more people are going to use Google Maps for searches. So, for example, one of the searches it gave in the article is list pet friendly hotels in the city. So if you own like a little boutique hotel or something, you know, you may have your listing up there, but if you don't say, you know, pet friendly on your Google listing, you may not show up in an important search like that. So I think having your business optimized for Google is now, you know, more important than ever. I'm even thinking like for our Airbnb, you know, filling out almost like a Google listing for the Airbnb, because I would love to not have to book through Airbnb eventually and save those 15% fees. But I even think people are going to be using, you know, Google Vacations now, when it plugs into AI, which eventually it will. I think, you know, now more than ever, if you have any kind of business, I think you should be leaning in hard to the Google listing, optimizing it.
Yeah. And one other thing that I think is really cool in addition to all of that they've released is the ability, they've created this like builder agent and MCP server. So basically this is a tool that's going to connect your AI assistant to Google Maps. So they're tying, like they're letting developers actually build cool things. They can create more interactive projects using map data and then code. So I'm actually kind of excited about that. All of it's obviously powered by Gemini. So among all of those, the builder agent, like a lot of other coding tools, basically lets you describe what kind of interactive map-based prototype you want to build. So you can like build these map tools, not just like, and then other people can use them as well, which is kind of cool. So you could say like create a street view tour of a specific city, and you could actually use that tool, maybe embed it into your website or embed it into your software. You could create a map visualizing real-time weather in your specific region. Then you could have like a specific regionalized weather app or tool. Or like, I imagine if you had like a regionalized like newsletter, this is a business that a lot of people talk about where you have like a localized newsletter of events happening in your specific city. Well, you could build this kind of like weather app that has just weather for your city and it visualizes it, and you embed that into maybe like your newsletter. So there's like a whole bunch of really cool things you can do here. Once your code's generated, you can export it, you can test it. You have to use your own API keys, but you can modify it in Firebase Studio, which is Google owns, obviously. There's a couple cool things that I saw people sharing. You mentioned the one about the pets, but like to me, just being able to use like natural language to query Google Maps makes so much sense. You could be like, you know, are there nearby bakeries that serve French pastries? And it will do it. I guess like you could just go to Google Maps and search for like French pastries. So maybe that's not a good example. A better example is someone that they showed was, it was like near Hopkins House, there are several except, oh, that's a response. Never mind. Imagine being like, I would like French pastries, but I want some that like are known for making it fresh daily and not importing them anywhere. And also I want to make sure that they specifically have pain de chocolat because that's my favorite kind of French pastry. So, you know, like go scan everything and make sure you find one that does that. That would be a very useful thing. I'm trying to think of like better search results. I'm sure we've all been there though, basically where you're like looking for food near you and you're like, I do not feel like Asian food today. I ate that yesterday. So like food near me, but like not Asian food. And I actually really like curry. Like, you know what I mean? You could kind of throw these things in there and get it to give way better results than like food near me. And it's like Arby's. And I'm like, come on, I never eat at Arby's. Give me a better response. Actually, that'd be great. Yeah. I want it like negative restaurants. Well, I can even, put in there even to never on a, recommend. You know, on a
right. I mean, even on a more practical level, like if you're, let's say you're planning a date night, hey, I want to go to a restaurant that, you know, is under $30 a plate, but has, you know, at least 4.5 stars, you know, like being able to kind of filter some of those things and customize, you know, what you're looking for. You know, a lot of businesses I find, like when I'm doing, especially if I'm looking up like a contractor, like there might be a plumbing Google listing, like a plumber that's been out of business for like 5 years, but their listing is still there. Like, so filtering out like inactive plumbers who aren't collecting reviews right on the regularly. I feel like there's a lot of ways you could use it. And it's, I think, a really, really cool addition.
Yep. So they've been doing a bunch of really cool stuff. They've baked Gemini straight into Maps. I think this is helping a lot with navigation, especially with hands-free use. So you can, you know, basically just chat with Google Maps. I think if you don't have the update yet, and I think it's rolling out to certain users, but it's like in the top bar on Google Maps when you're navigating somewhere, there's like a big blue Gemini like sparkle logo that you can click on, and yeah, you can just explain exactly what you want. They say it's better for hands-free, which I guess that's a really good use case, is if you're driving and you just want a voice to text, you tap the button and you're like, you know, is there like a budget-friendly restaurant with vegan options within a couple miles of my route, and then it will pull it up, find it, and then you'd be like, okay, like is there parking there as well? So you can kind of like have a conversation with it, almost like an assistant, and it will go find you the perfect place without having to like click on every listing and look at like how the listing was, you know, all the information in the listing itself. So overall, I am very excited. I've been begging for this kind of stuff. You get Gemini built into Google Maps, and you can now start building really cool custom maps if you're a developer and integrate it into your software using AI. So both of these two announcements I'm excited about. And I'll probably start using this more frequently on my drives.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. If you appreciated this episode or got any value out of it, we would love if you would give us a review or rating wherever you're listening. That helps us reach more people and continue to make these episodes. And also, again, check out our AI Hustle School community if you want to grow your business or make money on the side using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
As we got through that article, I realized that the article is actually just about like the developer side, but luckily at the bottom, they actually had added that a few days ago, like Gemini into it. So that's why I pulled up the article at the end. I'm like, actually, this does exist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that first article was just talking about examples that these developers could make. And when I started realizing that, I was like, oh crap, did we just come up with completely fake stuff? And apparently a few days ago, they also released that. So we're good.
Whoops. Okay. Well, that's funny. Yeah, I guess for not really reading the article, we did okay.
Oops. Yeah, that was great. Hey, dude. Well,
all right, man.
For things cranked out, we'll see if we rise in the charts with an extra episode. And get the bonus school stuff up. And yeah, I'll keep you up to date on the ad revenue. That should be Sweet. But yeah,
okay,
cool.
Sounds good.
All right, dude. Have a good one.
See you, man. Have a good one.